There's no doubt about it, but the fact that Skullcullen Killer was very near Henry Street, where the Radio Erden studios were, helped a lot in getting boys like myself and other members of the class to attend and sing in a choir, which we were frequently asked by the children's programme people. And we went over. Admittedly, it was after school, and we went over to Henry Street and we performed the choirs, and we also did little plays as well. Marisha Cahan used to bring us out. We had to go out indeed to Santry, where he lived, and we used to perform plays out there, learn the lines and all that sort of thing. Although we were reading it, we insisted on learning the lines so that when we would go in and perform on radio, at least that we were very proficient in the lines that we were using. But I think that stood to us a lot, because as the years went on, I got a visit then from the school with Mairead Ní Graoide. And Mairead Ní Graoide was putting on plays that she had written mostly herself. And she was the chief announcer, a very expert lady in delivering the news. Her articulation was marvellous. And she did it in a very homely manner that you could listen to. And she decided that she would like if the school would put on some of these plays, which we did. And I got the part, and so did her two sons, Brian and Seamus. They also attended school in Skullcullen Killer. We filled those roles, as we did with the choir. We sung in the choir there. And I remember one particular occasion, there was a little organ sitting in the big studio that we played in, and the piano was there. But for some unknown reason, when Marisha Cahan, who was the director of the choir, when he wanted to give us a note to start, he used a small little, and I think it was called a celeste, it was a very high-pitched little organ. So when we started, it was so high, I could manage it all right, but some of the other lads couldn't manage the very high notes, and we had to stop. And somebody pointed over to the piano where he was to take the note of C to start off. And that was in the middle of an actual performance. So we stopped and he went over and got the right note. And then we started off again. And that, I think, was an awful blow to Mr. O'Cahan's ego. But we were very thrilled that such a thing could happen to the schoolmaster. Mairead Ní Graoide played a very big part as far as I was concerned, because when I was asked to do a play that she had written with her two sons, Seamus and Brian, it was a start of doing other plays as well. And I remember particularly a St. Patrick's Day programme on St. Patrick as a boy on Slieve Mish, and I played the young St. Patrick. And I had these lines to say, and one of my tutors was a well-known presenter of programmes later, Ian Priestley Mitchell. Now, Ian Priestley Mitchell, it might be remembered, he did the Hospital Trust programme. But what he did was, he took my script and he put a line after every second or third word so that I would do it nice and slowly. And he used to be waving his hand slowly at me as I was repeating my lines. So I learned a very lot about voice production from Ian Priestley Mitchell. And I did that. And that was a follow-up then, because my sister then began to get involved in radio work as well. And she then went to Kathleen Roddy, who was head of the children's programme, and suggested a programme called Shimsa Kushtina. And that was Irish songs and not even dances, but we had a Rory O'Connor on a board dancing to show an Irish jig and an Irish reel, and that came into the programme as well. And it was the forerunner of a famous programme, Ballad Makers Half Hour, which followed some years later.